מסך הסויטו פרק דל משנה גימל מוברת חברו ומנקס חברו לא סויטו איתו לנוי לא סובה דיבר רבי מן. Somebody who marries a woman who is pregnant or is nursing a child from a previous marriage, and the new husband is mekana her and she is over on the kina and is miyachid with that person. She does not drink the mayim hamara, but when the husband divorces her, she does not get a ksuva according to Rabbi Meir. As the din is, it is also to marry a person who is pregnant or is nursing a child from a previous marriage, unless the kid is already 2 years old. And if somebody is over the takana de rabbanim and marries her anyway, Rabbi Meir holds he must divorce her and he can never remarry her even after the kid is 2 years old. So therefore, since she is usher to you, there is no reason to make her drink the mayim hamarim, but when he divorces her, she does not receive her ksuva. The Chachamim argue with Rabbi Meir as they hold that if somebody is over and marries a Muberes or a Menekes, even though he must divorce her after the kid is 2 years old, he could remarry her. So since she will eventually be mutter to him, if he is Makana her, she does drink the Mayim Hamar. Islandis who's Kano She'ena Ruya Lele, Lo Shoisois Belo Nodlos Ksuba. Somebody who is married to an islandess who is a woman that has the characteristics of somebody who cannot give birth, or is a cana, somebody too old to bear a child, or she is not fit to have a child, as she became sterile through medication that she took. Now, if this husband was not mekayem period of arivya, he cannot stay married to one of these people, as he is mechuyev to marry somebody who could bear a child. So therefore, if he is mekana one of these people, they do not drink the mayim hamarim, as they are anyway usher to their husbands, but when he divorces her, they do not receive their ksuba. Rabbi Eliezer, I may yachohu lisa isha acheres belifreis belirbeis hemen. Rabbi Eliezer says that since, if he would marry a second wife who is capable of bearing children, he would be allowed to stay married to the islandess Canis or Eina Ruya Lele. So if he is Makana one of them, she does drink the Mayim Hamar, since it's possible that he would be mutter to stay married to them. Usharko anashim o shoysois o lo noiloi ksuba. But all other women that are mutter to their husbands, they have a choice of either drinking the mayim hamarim, but if they refuse to drink the mayim hamarim, then they get divorced and do not receive their ksuba. Sechah Soita, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Eishes Kohen Shoisa Umuteres Lebal. An Eishes Kohen that had kina and stira, and she drank the mayim hamarim and was unharmed. She is mutter to go back to her husband, even though an Eishes Kohen that was nensa is a sura labala. So therefore, even though she came out unharmed from the Mayim Hamarim, you might think she is still usher to her husband since maybe she was Nensa. The Mishnah tells us that we are not chayish for that, and she is mutter to her husband. Eishes Saris Shoisa, the wife of a Saris, drinks the Mayim Hamarim. A Saris is somebody who is incapable of having children. Even so, if he is Mekana, his wife, she drinks the Mayim Hamarim. Ayitei Kar Rayas Mekanin, a person could be Makana his wife, not to be Miyachit with somebody who is an erba to her, such as her father or her brother. And if she is over on the kino and is Miyachit with him, she would have to drink the Mayim Hamar. Unless the person is a katan, a kid less than 9 years old, as a katan's bia is not considered a bia, so therefore he cannot be Makana her on a katan or Mimisha in a ish, meaning a behema, as Ein Znos la behema.